the 2P character. So with no mixing, that's the situation. So we're saying if the energy of the 2S is much less than the energy of the 2P, and that occurs when we've got some filled 2P orbitals. So looking at these guys here, oxygen, fluorine and neon, these guys have got some filled 2P orbitals. Oxygen's our starting point. So we've got one set of spin paired electrons, one paired and parallel and anti-parallel electron in that box. So this situation here puts those 3p orbitals at high energy. The reason being, if you put a electron in its own inside one of these orbitals, there's no repulsion. But as soon as you put another electron into that box, then there's electron-electron repulsion. They try and spend as much time as far apart as possible, but there's still some repulsion. Now, because each of these orbitals is degenerate, it moves the whole block of 2p orbitals up in energy. Now that's good, because that again gives you a big separation between the 2p's and the 2s's. And in that case, you get no mixing between the s and the p orbitals. So we're saying that in that particular model, the energy of the sigma 1s is less than the 2s, and the 2px is less than the 2pzy, which is what we had on that